Welcome to today's reading of Prevention. This is Jerry Carew. I'll be reading the Prevention Super Health Report. In addition to the March 2019 issue of Prevention, the first report is Say Goodbye to Fatigue. Why do you feel so tired all the time? Maybe it's lack of sleep. Or maybe it's the constant demands of all the roles you play every day. Wife, sister, friend, mother, girlfriend. We can help. Here are foods that are practically guaranteed to give you an energy boost. And if they don't help, keep reading to see if a hidden disease is causing your slump. 5 fatigue-fighting foods. Experts suggest that these foods are some of your best bets for boosting your energy. First is orange juice. Orange juice is a great source of energy essential vitamin C, and it helps absorption of blood-building iron. Believe it or not, as many as 1 out of 3 women isn't getting enough vitamin C, says Carol Johnston, PhD, RD, a nutrition specialist and professor in the Department of Nutrition at Arizona State University at Mesa. But women she studied were low in vitamin C did much better on treadmill tests after they were given extra C daily. They felt better, and they had more energy, she says. Johnston suspects that the connection between vitamin C and energy has to do with C's role in producing carnitine, a molecule that helps your body burn fat for energy. People likely have up to a 50% drop in muscle carnitine levels when they are vitamin C depleted, she says. Although 500 mg of C was used in the research, Johnston thinks that 200 to 300 mg daily is enough for you to feel more energy, assuming that you were short on vitamin C. You can get that much without supplementing if you drink plenty of orange juice, 2 8-ounce glasses a day, and eat a diet high in vitamin C-rich foods. Other vitamin C-rich foods include broccoli, Brussels sprouts, kale, peppers, and strawberries. Second is coffee. In moderation, coffee works as a quick pick-me-up by making energy stores more available and increasing muscle fiber recruitment. That is, by helping the fiber-like cells in your muscles work together for maximum efficiency. But the boost from caffeine is unsustainable, so coffee should never be used in place of food. Third, water. This vital liquid prevents acute dehydration, which forces your cells to borrow water from the bloodstream, reducing your vitality. Drinking at least 8 glasses a day also prevents cumulative dehydration, which could build during the week and end up as Friday fatigue. And water is still the best antidote to hot day lethargy. Number 4, beans. Fiber-filled legumes improve endurance, and they're a great source of iron, the most important mineral for fighting fatigue. Iron is needed for energy because of its role in the creation of red blood cells, which carry oxygen to where it's needed in the body. Having too little iron lowers your metabolic rate and your energy levels. If you suspect that mildly low iron is slowing you down, eat beans and other foods rich in the mineral. Dark leafy greens, such as spinach or kale, tofu, steamed clams, and red meat. Serious anemia level deficiencies do require a doctor's attention. Number 5, apples. Like most fruits, apples have simple sugars, such as fructose, for energy, and fiber to spread that energy surge out over time. And the fiber in an unpeeled apple has been associated with improved regularity and the prevention of colon cancer. Hidden causes of fatigue. If you're just plain tired, give yourself 2 to 3 weeks to make some lifestyle changes. Get more sleep, trim your social calendar, eat more wholesome foods, drink more fluids, and cut back on caffeine and alcohol. If you make those changes and are still suffering fatigue, it could be a sign of a medical condition. Here are some common causes of fatigue that can be diagnosed with a combination of tests and a thorough exam by your doctor. First, anemia. Women of childbearing age are especially susceptible to iron deficiency anemia because of blood loss during menstruation and the body's need for extra iron during pregnancy and breastfeeding, explains Lawrence Koresh, MD, adjunct professor at the University of California, San Francisco. Symptoms of anemia. Fatigue is a major symptom. Others include extreme weakness, difficulty sleeping, difficulty concentrating, rapid heartbeat, chest pains, and headache. Simple exercise, such as climbing the stairs or walking short distances, can cause fatigue in people with anemia. Anemia may be the first sign of a serious illness, so seek treatment as soon as possible. Tests. A thorough evaluation for anemia includes a complete physical exam and blood tests, including a complete blood count, called CBC, to check the levels of your red blood cells and hemoglobin. It's also standard to check the stool for blood. Second, diabetes. Sugar, also called glucose, is the fuel that keeps your body going, and that means trouble for people whose bodies can't use glucose properly, causing it to build up in the blood. Fatigue is one of the first warning signs. In type 1 diabetes, usually occurring first in childhood or the young adult years, the body doesn't produce insulin, a hormone that converts sugar, starches, and other food into energy. People with type 1 diabetes must take daily insulin injections to survive. In type 2 diabetes, which accounts for 90 to 95% of diabetes cases in the United States, the body either doesn't make enough insulin or doesn't use insulin efficiently. Type 2 usually develops gradually, most often in people over age 45, but it's occurring more often earlier in life as Americans become more overweight. Symptoms. Extreme fatigue is one of the early warning signs that your blood sugar level is out of control, says Christopher D. Sodek, MD, professor of medicine at Johns Hopkins University School of Medicine in Baltimore, and former president of the American Diabetes Association. Other symptoms include excessive thirst, frequent urination, extreme hunger, weight loss, irritability, vaginal yeast infections, and blurred vision. Tests. The two major tests for diabetes are the fasting plasma glucose test and the glucose tolerance test. The fasting plasma glucose test measures your blood glucose level after you have fasted for 10 to 12 hours. For the glucose tolerance test, blood is drawn twice, just before drinking a glucose syrup, then again 2 hours later. Next is thyroid disease. The thyroid gland is found in the front of the neck. Thyroid-stimulating hormone, called TSH, produced by the pituitary gland, causes the thyroid gland to secrete two hormones, thyroxine and triiodothyronine T3, that control metabolism. Symptoms. Hyperthyroidism, too much thyroid hormone, causes muscle fatigue and weakness, which may occur first in the thigh muscles. Other symptoms include unexplained weight loss, feeling warm all the time, increased heart rate, shorter and less frequent menstrual flow, and increased thirst. Hyperthyroidism is most commonly diagnosed in women in their 20s and 30s, but it can occur in older women and men too. In postmenopausal women, hyperthyroidism may lead to osteoporosis. Hypothyroidism, too little thyroid hormone, causes fatigue, an inability to concentrate, and muscle soreness, even with minor activity. Other symptoms include weight gain due to water retention, feeling cold all the time, even in warm weather, heavier and more frequent menstrual flow, and constipation. Hypothyroidism is most commonly diagnosed in women past the age of 50. In fact, as many as 10% of women past 50 have mild hypothyroidism. The test: thyroid disease can be detected with a blood test for TSH. Too much thyroid hormone and TSH goes down. Too little thyroid hormone and TSH goes up. With diagnosis and treatment, thyroid disorders can be controlled. Depression. More than the blues, depression is a major illness that affects the way we sleep, eat, and feel about ourselves and others, explains Kathy Hogan Bruin, PhD, psychologist with the Ross Center for Anxiety and Related Disorders in Washington, D.C. Without treatment, the symptoms of depression may last for weeks, months, or even years, so it's important to recognize the warning signs and get help. Symptoms. Depression can cause decreased energy, changes in sleeping and eating patterns, problems with memory and concentration, and feelings of hopelessness, worthlessness, and negativity. Tests. If you experience five or more of the symptoms listed here for more than 2 weeks, or the symptoms interfere with your life, see your doctor or mental health professional. Your doctor may also recommend a thorough physical exam to rule out other issues. This is the list: fatigue or loss of energy, sleeping too little or too much, a persistent, sad, anxious, or empty mood, reduced appetite and weight loss, or increased appetite and weight gain, loss of interest or pleasure in activities once enjoyed, restlessness or irritability, persistent physical symptoms that don't respond to treatment, such as headaches, chronic pain, or constipation, or other digestive disorders, difficulty concentrating, remembering, or making decisions, feeling guilty, hopeless, or worthless, thoughts of death or suicide. The source for this material is National Mental Health Association. Next is rheumatoid arthritis. Rheumatoid arthritis, RA, is a chronic disease that involves inflammation in the lining of the joints. It happens when the body's immune system turns against itself and attacks healthy joint tissue, sometimes resulting in irreversible damage to bone and cartilage. Symptoms. RA is not always easy to diagnose early because many symptoms, such as fatigue, low energy, loss of appetite, and joint pain, are shared by other health conditions, including other forms of arthritis, such as fibromyalgia and lupus. Also, anemia and thyroid disorders, which also cause fatigue, are even more common in people with RA, according to John Klippel, MD, President and CEO of the Atlanta-based Arthritis Foundation. Rheumatologists look for at least four of the following criteria in diagnosing RA: morning stiffness in and around the joints, lasting at least 1 hour before maximum improvement, at least three joint areas with simultaneous soft tissue swelling or fluid, swelling in a wrist or knuckle joint. Simultaneous involvement of the same joint areas on both sides of the body. Lumps of tissue under the skin. And bone erosion in the wrist or hand joints, as detected by X-ray. Tests. A thorough physical exam by a rheumatologist can provide some of the most valuable evidence of the disease, but there is also a test for the presence of rheumatoid factor, an antibody found in the blood. About 80% of the people with RA test positive for this antibody, though the test is not conclusive, since you can test positive and not have RA, and you can test negative when you do have RA. Now, a sidebar entitled Eat for Better Calorie Burn. The key word to a better workout and a bigger calorie burn is eating nutrient-dense foods about 30 minutes before you start walking. And you don't need a fancy trail mix loaded with candy-coated whatnot. Instead, try this snack packed with high-quality carbohydrates, which provide a quick fuel source for your muscles and just enough protein and fat to help you maintain a steady, elevated energy level. An excellent snack for walkers is a handful each of nuts. Walnuts are high in anti-inflammatory omega-3 fatty acids, and raisins, which offer a concentrated source of energy. Try 8 walnut halves plus a mini box of raisins, which is 150 calories. Read what walnuts can do for your heart in an additional article. Are you losing sleep over allergies? An old mattress can house 2.5 times the allergy-triggering dust mites of a new one, says new European research. But encasing your mattress and box spring in non-allergenic covers, available at most home and linen stores, can cut your exposure by up to half. Washing your bed linen in hot water once a week will also help reduce the critters and your symptoms. Caution, never take these generics. You may have heard that the FDA allows a difference of up to 20% between how the brand name affects your body and how a generic does. That's true. But 20% typically isn't enough to make a difference in effectiveness. That said, there are a few drugs for which the 20% leeway could be significant. These include Coumadin, Synthroid, and certain seizure medications. For these particular drugs, switching between a generic and the brand can be a bad idea, so check with your doctor first. Moving now to the Prevention March 2019 issue in the food section. Banish bloating. Feeling puffy is downright unpleasant, especially when your favorite yoga pants are giving you the squeeze, or you're dealing with belly pain and gas. A number of things can lead to bloat, from dehydration to a low-fiber diet, but adding certain foods to your eating plan can help reverse that sense of being inflated. Include these healthy, delicious picks in your meals to feel more comfortable. Smoothies. If you're feeling bloated right below your rib cage, make your next meal liquid. A fluid meal like a smoothie can help food flow out of the stomach a little faster and prevent acid reflux, says Tamara Duker-Fruman, a registered dietitian and author of The Bloated Belly Whisperer. When you make it, add a squeeze of lemon juice. A small amount of acidity, as found in citrus, can stimulate your digestive juices, which contain enzymes that break down food particles, says Marjorie Kahn, a registered dietitian, nutritionist, and spokesperson for the Academy of Nutrition and Dietetics. As a result, you reduce the amount of belly swelling gas brought on by food that your body takes longer to digest. Try this. Blend together one medium chopped banana, 1 cup of leafy greens, 1 tablespoon almond butter, 3/4 cups of water, and 1 tablespoon of lemon juice. I'll repeat. 1 medium chopped banana, 1 cup leafy greens, 1 tablespoon almond butter, 3/4 cup water, and 1 tablespoon lemon juice blended. Avocado. Eating too many high-sodium foods, Chinese takeout, French fries, and chips, can dehydrate you, which prompts your cells to hang on to water, leading to belly pooch. Avocados are an excellent source of potassium, which can flush out excess sodium and balance cells' fluid levels. While sodium promotes water retention, potassium has the opposite effect, allowing your kidneys to let go of extra water that causes bloat, says Freeman. Try this. Add a fresh salad to your lunch by combining 3 cups of kale leaves, 1 avocado, pitted, peeled, and chopped, 1/2 pink grapefruit, peeled, seeded, and sliced, 1 teaspoon of fresh lemon juice, and 1 teaspoon olive oil. To make it a full meal, add a source of protein such as chicken breast, smoked salmon, or legumes like beans. I'll repeat the ingredients. 3 cups of kale, 1 avocado, chopped, 1/2 pink grapefruit, sliced, 1 teaspoon fresh lemon juice, and 1 teaspoon olive oil. Fermented pickles. Bloat can be a sign of an imbalance between gas-producing bacteria and beneficial bacteria in your gut. Regularly eating foods with the good stuff, such as low-sodium fermented pickles, may help you deflate. These pickles can be found in your market's refrigerated section. They are different from ones brined in vinegar, which have not been fermented. Beneficial bacteria promote digestion because they break down food particles in the gut, says Kahn. Fermented pickles have a lot of lactobacillus, a type of bacterium that is particularly helpful in supporting a healthy digestive system. Try this. Make an easy roll-up snack. Spread a light layer of cream cheese on 1 slice of roast turkey breast. Place a pickle in the middle and roll the turkey around it. Celery. You love it for its refreshing crunch, but it's got something your belly will appreciate too, a special kind of fiber that feeds good bacteria. Fiber-rich foods like celery can help reduce bloat caused by food that hasn't worked its way through your intestines, says Freeman. Plus, celery is 95% water, so it combats dehydration that can lead to ballooning effects. Try this. Spread 2 celery sticks with 1 tablespoon almond butter each. Top with 3 dried cherries, and you've got a grown-up, even tastier version of Ants on a Log. Now to a family article. Save your kid's back. By this time in the school year, your kid's backpack is probably stuffed to the brim with textbooks, folders, binders, stray clothing, and whatever else he shoves in them each week. Messy, yes, but also it's likely much heavier than it should be, which puts him at risk for back pain or injury, and he's definitely too young for that. Here, you'll find the info and tips you need to help kids avoid lasting damage. This article is by Alyssa Jung. The right way to wear it. Wearing one strap might look cool, but it won't feel that way down the line. That leads to uneven distribution of forces through the spine and alterations in gait and posture, which increase risk of back pain, says Cordelia Carter, MD, director of the Pediatric Sports Medicine Center at Hassenfeld Children's Hospital at New York University Langone in New York City. Wear a backpack with both shoulder straps on and tightened. If the bag has a waist belt, fasten it. This keeps the pack closer to the body, not hanging low, which shifts some of its weight onto the hips. Wearing a backpack, even with proper form, places a load on the spine that's 7 times its actual weight, found a recent study by researchers at New York Spine Surgery and Rehabilitation Medicine. When the spine and trunk tilt forward at 20 degrees, a common but incorrect kid carrying position, that load increases to nearly 12 times the actual weight. Have your child strap it on in front of you so you know she's wearing it right. If you remind her enough, she might even do it unprompted someday. Fill carefully. Kids shouldn't carry more than 15% of their body weight, says the Pediatric Orthopedic Society of North America. Suggest that they store books in a locker and swap them out as needed. At home, put on music and make organizing the pack a regular event. Then load it up properly, with the heaviest items going in first and things like lunchboxes and sweaters next, says Dr. Carter. This helps distribute the weight. If they need a new pack, let kids choose their own backpacks or personalize them with pins or patches, says Dr. Carter. Having some sense of pride or ownership may make them likelier to wear it correctly. Choose a backpack that's lightweight and made of sturdy material and that seems sized for your child's body. Look for wide, padded shoulder straps, and if you can find it, an adjustable waist belt. Prevention Picks. The Northwest Alliance backpack can be customized with your child's favorite sports team. It is available for $38 from thenorthwest.com, all lowercase. The L.L. Bean Original Book Pack comes in fun colors and designs. It is $40 at llbean.com. The Columbia Tomalich Day Pack is a good choice for kids needing extra features like laptop sleeves. This is $65 at columbia.com. It is spelled Tamolitch, Day Pack. In closing, silence is golden. In our bustling world, it makes sense that silent retreats are increasingly popular. Some last for a day, while others can span a week or more, and they're typically held at meditation centers or in nature. This period of extended meditation practice gives you a chance to focus without the usual distractions or responsibilities of daily life, says Ted Meisner with the University of Massachusetts Medical School's Center for Mindfulness in Medicine, Healthcare, and Society. Everything you do during the retreat, walking, eating, yoga, hiking, is done mindfully. The payoff? People commonly experience states of calm, reduced tension, and lower heart rate, Meisner says. This has been Jerry Carew reading Prevention, the March 2019 issue, as well as Prevention's Super Health Reports for Al Radio. Hoping now that you have a good weekend. Goodbye.